if they end up making an early exit in the playoffs or not making the playoffs, you think they're going to bring Juan Soto back for $500 million?
I don't know, but Juan Soto's so good. I mean, I'd bring him back.
Well, okay, but
I bring him back without making the playoffs, though, Gio. So the only way you bring Soto back is if you play a wild card game, then you bring him back.
I'm saying if you don't go to the ALCS or better with Juan Soto and Aaron Judge, and you're adding another guy making over $40 million a year to your roster, is that the right way to do business?
Yes.
It is?
Listen, if they don't make it to the ALCS with Soto and Judge, and you're asking me, do you bring them both back? Yes.
Well, obviously, but Judge
you bring
will be
Judge
here forever,
back, but yes, but you bring Soto back. He's one of the best players in baseball. You're the Yankees, spend the money. Spend the money.
Has it worked out for the Dodgers?
I mean, we'll see.
Has it worked out for the Mets?
I mean, no.
Has it worked out for the Yankees?
And the Mets are an interesting team where they're rebuilding, but they have the highest payroll in baseball. So it's very interesting. The Mets have had a nice little season here. They have kept Mets fans happy at least until, through July here. So we'll see what happens there because they're still very much in the thick of it. Soto, my God. How do you not bring that guy back?
Well, I understand he's
Yankee
young.
Fans love him, don't they?
Yeah, and I still think he's been dealing with the hand or the wrist or whatever, and it was bothering him again last night on a couple of swings. How many games left, by the way, Eddie? I couldn't.
62.
62
I was
games
close.
Left. All right, 62 games left.
I was
you said
close.
59, 62.
All right.
So, the point being is that if you've got this type of team and you've got so many holes, so you got Gerrit Cole, you've got Giancarlo Stanton's contract. You've got Aaron Judge's contract. And then you've got Juan Soto's contract. Then you look around the rest of the team and you're thinking, all right, Volpe had a great start, hasn't been that good. You know, maybe Ben Rice turns into a player that you can count on. But if you're investing in those guys, all of your payroll, and then the rest of the team has got Jamai Jones and J.D. Davis and Omar Narvaez and Trevino, all these other
schlubs.
You
want a more balanced team. I get it.
What does that do for you? What are you doing?
How about the guys around Judge and around Soto just start playing better?
Well, yeah, of course.
Obviously. No, but I understand what you're saying. Listen, you're wondering, would the Yankees be better served having a more balanced 1-9? Rather than have the lineup stop after you get to the four spot.
Okay? Yeah.
So I understand what you're saying. I think the larger problem is the Yankees were relying on a lot of guys to have better seasons than they're actually having. They're not having those seasons. It doesn't mean they can't get hot towards the end of the season, but currently they're not having that season. I'd rather have Soto and Judge and build around that.